Don't Say Decommission, a Storytrail space adventure by Becky Stewart. This episode was recorded live at the studios of Rebel Base Media in Sheffield and is the prequel to the 2019 live show of the Luna Express, a creative commission by Wakefield Council for the Festival of the Moon, celebrating 50 years since the Apollo 11 moon landing.
The Lunar Express for our infamous tour of the moon. One of a kind, terms and conditions apply. Lunar Expeditions! We will marvel at the wondrous moon views and discover new and marvellous things, all from the comfort of our beautiful old rocket train, our reliable, faithful ship, our trustworthy ancient vessel. Anyone? Anyone at all?
Here we are.
Is this it?
It's retro.
I suppose.
State of the art. Ignore that. Tickets?
Ah, yes. Here.
Oh, prize winners.
I never win anything.
Julian, are you sure you'll want to tour the moon on this?
And this would be the missus?
Oh, we're not a couple. We're not a couple.
Okay, well, move on through if you please. Roll up for this amazing adventure, this incredible opportunity for budding astronauts, this... what's the point? They're all going to the fair. Stupid fair. I know, Lou. Well, this is it. It's all right you saying that. You don't need to eat. Just catch enough moonbeams. Plenty of those. Not as much cheese as I would have hoped. What?
I said,
Oh, where'd you come from? I mean, hello and welcome.
Been here all along.
Clipboard. Now... that's retro.
Survey.
Pardon?
Survey. It's your survey. You were expecting me? I see.
Well, welcome to the Lunar Express. Lou, for short.
Oh, this model has the personality matrix.
Well, Lou's Lou, if that's what you mean.
I've always fancied tinkering about with one of these.
Tinkering about?
Anyway, Bertram.
Yeah?
My name, Bertram.
Oh! Put it there.
Are you usually so grimy?
Repairs, dusty moon, you know. Usual. Customers seem to like it. Authentic. Reminds them of steam trains.
Really?
Contrasts well.
With the fair?
Exactly.
The fair is rather successful. It seems you have all your customers for the day. And you are 7 minutes late.
Right. Best get off then. Welcome, Abel, the Lunar Express, the first and only touring train for the wondrous moon, powered by moonbeams and delightfully furnished for your every comfort.
Moonbeams. Nonsense.
Onboard entertainment.
Excuse me?
Where is your onboard entertainment? And can we sync here? I have some messages I need to send.
Donna.
What?
No working. You promised.
Well, what is there to do?
Windows.
Excuse me?
Onboard entertainment. Look out the windows.
I see.
Exactly.
Oh, look. What's that?
The fair.
Oh, doesn't it look lovely from here? All those lights.
Marvellous.
Clean.
Right. Without further ado, sit back, buckle up, and off we go to the Sea of Serenity. Now, Lou has done this journey thousands of times, so you're in really safe hands. Ignore that.
Gosh. Now we're away from the lights, it's so...
dark?
Yes, precisely.
And you like that?
What?
The darkness. You like it?
Well, I don't know. It's very unusual.
It's never dark on Earth.
No, always some neon somewhere. It's very strange, no neon. It seems almost...
lonely?
I was going to say peaceful.
We are coming to the Sea of Serenity. Not actually a sea. There's no water on the moon. No, what we have here is a great expanse that's so massive we can see it from the Earth. Or we could, you know, if people turn their lights off once in a while. This here, Sea of Serenity, is 419 miles wide. In fact, if we come to a stop, we can disembark and have a wander.
We can.
It's not regulation.
Where's your spirit of adventure? Here, put these on.
Do these work?
Of course they do.
You can breathe no trouble through these helmets, and your clothes are standard moon issue, so they'll protect you.
Gosh, I'm about to walk on the moon.
Get on with it.
I may stay here.
Oh, come on. How can you write your survey if you don't really experience a lunar expedition?
Yes, come on.
You're holding us all up.
Very well.
Now, we are standing on one of the eyes of the man in the moon. Not really. Of course, there's no man in the moon. Well, there's us. I mean, what I mean is there are no moon people. No aliens. Not at all. Just rocks. Lots and lots of rocks. Troublesome rocks at that.
Look at me, Donna. I can jump really high.
Avoid the rocks.
The what?
That does look fun. Off I go. Just watch out for those moon rocks.
You mean these moon rocks?
Hey, careful there.
Do you believe they're alive?
They move.
Been on the moon for a while, haven't you?
I suppose.
Perhaps you may benefit from some time off.
No, I'm quite all right. Thank you.
Look at us.
It's like flying.
Yes, indeed. Is that rust?
Rust?
There, on the train.
I doubt it. No oxygen.
It appears to be corroding.
Oh, normal wear and tear, that's all. All aboard for the next stop.
That's amazing.
It was rather good.
I wonder if the express is perhaps past its best.
Did you hear that?
Don't change the subject.
What's going on? Is the train unsafe?
Nonsense. It's brought us this far. Where to next?
Mons Wolf.
Wolf?
Yes, Wolf Mountain.
Marvellous. Absolutely marvellous.
Now we are sure that it's safe.
Of course, safe as houses.
But my house flooded.
Oh, no danger of that here. Off we go to Mons Wolf. Oh.
Something the matter?
Are we stuck?
It's nothing to worry about. Happens all the time.
All the time?
No, not all the time.
I'm starting to get worried.
Everything will be fine, trust me.
I can arrange our recovery.
I said there's nothing to worry about. Listen to you. You're all talking like Lou's just a machine.
I beg your pardon, but this is a train, isn't it?
Yes, of course, but it's not like humanity has a patent on life.
Pending.
Are you suggesting that this train is alive?
Ah, you mean it has a personality matrix?
No, Lou's alive.
Perhaps you'll best make that call for recovery.
No, I mean, wait, I'm just trying to tell you that Lou only needs some encouragement, that's all.
Encouragement?
And you don't think you need a break?
Right, hang on. Look, dealing with issues is part of my job. You'll want us to encourage Lou.
Why not? We all need some encouragement sometimes.
I think we best play along.
This is ridiculous.
Come on, chap. What harm can it do?
Very well.
Now, driver?
Yes?
What exactly do you want us to do?
Oh, well, that's simple. We just have to call out, come on, Lou, you can do it.
Right. Everyone got that?
Yes.
Nonsense.
All right, then. Ready?
Come on, Lou.
You can do it.
Oh, call that shouting. I mean, you can do better than that.
Come on, Lou. You can do it.
And one more time.
Come on, Lou. You can do it.
And there we go.
Did that actually just work?
I think it did. I really do.
Nonsense. There will be a perfectly rational explanation. This train is getting decommissioned one way or another.
What was that?
Nothing.
Once we catch some moonbeams at the top of the mountain, Lou will be all right again. The Lunar Express is powered by moonbeams.
Powered by moonbeams? What does that mean?
You'll see. Here we go! Mons Wolf is part of a huge mountain range on the moon called the Apennine. Up we go. Quick, catch those moonbeams.
What on earth do you mean?
I think you meant to say, what on moon do you mean?
Here you go, moonbeam catchers.
This is non-regulation.
Oh, I know, but it works and it's better for the environment.
We're on the moon, what environment?
Oh, I see, just because we can't breathe out there, nothing else can.
Yes, that's exactly right, nothing else can. There is no life on the moon.
What am I meant to do with this?
Put your helmets back on.
Just open up the windows and hold the moonbeam catchers up.
I'm having the best time.
This is ridiculous.
I'm going to report this.
Good! It's about time the company started using renewable moonbeam energy.
There's no such thing as moonbeam energy.
Well, then how do you explain this?
Is that the energy meter?
But the meter's going up.
Is the moonbeams filling the express up. Lou loves them.
That's impossible.
No, Mr. Cumberland, and I think you'll find it's very possible.
Right, we're coming to the top of the mountain. Get ready to stop. Disembarking for wondrous moon views.
Astonishing. Simply astonishing.
Did that really work?
Of course it did.
Helmet's on. Now, off you go.
Well, that's something.
Alone at last. You're alive, are you, Lunar Express? If you're alive, then you must feel. I'm sorry. I really am. I hate to cause pain. But you're simply obsolete. The fair, all those bright lights and incidental sales. You went to break down years ago.
Oh, what's wrong?
I really don't understand this assertion of yours that this train is somehow alive simply because it has a personality matrix.
You did something.
So cynical.
Something wrong?
I'm not sure. Who's not responding?
Old technology. Can't rely on it. I'll call for our recovery.
You're smiling.
That's just my face.
No, it isn't. Your face is pretty, you know, blur. It isn't wee. And right now, you look wee.
Look, I'm sorry that you've been somehow hoodwinked by this charlatan.
Me, a charlatan? You did something to Lou.
For the last time, the Lunar Express is not alive. It is a train. An old train that has broken down and needs to be decommissioned.
Oh, now you've done it.
What's that sound?
Should we be worried?
It sounds angry.
Moon rocks.
What?
What else is out there?
We're safe inside.
Hang on, you'll think the rocks are alive?
Apparently everything is alive.
Well, none of us are making that sound.
What was that?
The train's just moved. Something's out there.
Hold on!
You! You said you could call for recovery.
My phone isn't working.
Nor mine. This thing should work on Jupiter.
Calm down, everyone. Is anyone hurt? Oh, we're fine. Lou is made out of strong stuff. We will be fine. I just need to get Lou going.
I don't want to die.
It's his fault.
Me?
Everything was fine. Wonderful, even. And then you did something.
All I did was take this.
I knew it! Give me that!
Why would you do that?
Because this train is a liability. We signed it indefinitely. Indefinitely. Who does that? And it just keeps going.
Back in business!
Can we get out of here?
Hold on to your hats. Off we go! Next stop, the station!
I hope you're happy with yourself.
My bosses are going to kill me.
Hey, train driver. Look at this, everyone.
What is it?
Leave me alone.
Everything okay?
Look, out this window. Wasn't that bit of train corroding?
Moon dust.
Well, it's gone.
It can't be.
It is. Look.
Would you look at that?
You know, I think if there is something out there, it wasn't trying to hurt us. I think it was trying to help us.
Brilliant. Aliens that can't exist keep fixing the train that should be decommissioned. And there goes my retirement plan.
Incredible. I'm not sure what to think about this.
Don't think at all. That's what I do. We get by, don't we, Lou? We'll stop the station. I hope you've enjoyed your tour of the moon.
Incredible. The whole thing. Thank you. Do you still want to go to the fair, Donna?
You know, I think I'd rather just sit in a nice quiet place and look at the views.
Me too. Let's go.
You know, we will decommission this train, eventually.
I know you'll try.
We'll win. We always win.
You might, but not today. Now, where was I? Guys, roll up for your once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to tour the moon.
You've been listening to Don't Say Decommission, a Storytrail space adventure by Becky Stewart. The train conductor was played by me, Becky. Julian was played by Chris Ratcliffe, Donna by Izzy Hodemaker, and Bertram by Chris Whitehead. For a full reference list, please take a look at the show notes. Story Trails is the soon-to-be-launched podcast for grown-ups and children to enjoy together. Subscribe to stay tuned for more Story Trail hijinks and follow Story Trails UK on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. The Lunar Express went on to appear in a live performance at the Festival of the Moon in Wakefield, celebrating 50 years since the Apollo 11 moon landing. Here are some of the audience reactions.
What do you think of the Lunar Express?
It was really, really good and enjoyable.
Did you have a favourite bit?
Probably the train parts.
The train! I like finding the moon rock.
Love the sand and that.
The sand is mixed up. Yeah.
Yay!
With thanks to Wakefield Creative Commissions, being involved in the Festival of the Moon to the backdrop of Luke Durand's Museum of the Moon was incredible. And thank you to everyone that joined Lou and I on our space adventure. You were brilliant.